Feeding public school children in the Green Bay area was already a big job, but during the pandemic, with students at home for virtual learning, getting meals to kids got a lot more difficult. Green Bay area public schools have been providing meals for pickup for children in the area, and starting in the fall last year, they added concession trailers able to serve as mobile meal sites. Lynette Kino is the food service director for Green Bay area public schools. Lynette, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Well, first, Lynette, in normal times, forget the pandemic for a sec, how big a challenge is it to feed all these kids in the school district?
Right. We have over 21,000 children in our district. And with all of our schools, it can be challenging, but it's also very rewarding with the staff that we have out there and the great opportunities that we have for each meal service we provide.
Now, talk about the transition when the district switched to virtual learning. What did that mean? What did you have to figure out?
Yeah, it was something different. You don't get trained for this. You don't get trained for a pandemic. So we had to really tighten our apron strings and really figure out how can we do this? How can we feed the food to our students? So what we ended up doing is really doing what we know, and with us doing summer feeding at locations at our schools, we thought, well, let's do this. And that's what we started with. We started with serving at our summer hub schools, where the schools that offered summer feeding, we started feeding at those locations, and it actually worked out really well. So we were very pleased, and then we just continued feeding that way through the summer. And then when we found out September 1 school was not going to look quite the same as it did normally when school opens up, we branched out and we fed at all of our schools, and we just had different times for serving, and we wanted to make sure that we are available for the families around the clock from morning time to a late 5 o'clock pickup time for the families. And we've been doing that, and we actually just recently hit over the 2 million mark for meals.
Wow.
That we've been feeding.
Now that's for people coming to you and picking up food. And now in the fall, you also started another thing, food trucks, basically mobile meal delivery sites. What led you there?
Yes, we did. And it was something, how can we get to the schools that we were at the schools and we need to get students to our schools, but how can we get to the students that did not have transportation, that it was just really, really difficult to get there. So what we did is we discussed in some meetings and thought about getting there. And we thought, well, let's look at something that's going to be attractive and also something that we can use when we aren't feeding during this pandemic. And we thought about concession trailers, and they're great. You can go look at them on our school district website. And we have been offering those at the different locations since October, and we have served almost 30,000 meals.
And now, do your food decisions, your menu decisions, do they change when, you know, it's for pickup or you're delivering these mobile services versus serving kids in the school cafeteria?
That's a great question. Actually, the only thing that really has changed with the way that we are serving is that when they come and pick up our meals are cold. And we give the families heating instructions, but we also have heating instructions on our school district website so the families know how to properly heat them so they are following food safety.
Well, now looking into the – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, no. Please. Go on.
Looking into the future now, I mean, with every district, there's the open question of when, if you come back this year, if it's in a month or not till the fall. What happens? Are you ready to scramble if the kids are back in school and you have to reopen the cafeteria again?
We are ready. Yes, things are going to look a little different, where all of our items for our grab and go, things are all going to be prepackaged or wrapped. Salad bars are going to look a little bit different, where items are going to be pre-made for the students, and they will all be covered. And we're going to, if it's our deli station, where they can come and make a pre-made deli sandwich, and with our toppings, that we will make sure that they're in containers. Our staff will be putting them on, but then the sandwich is going to be wrapped for the students to go. And it's going to look the same in our pizza line. Pizzas will be in little triangle containers. At our taco lines, all of our items will be in souffle cups.
Well, I'm hungry now. Lynette, thanks for sharing with us how you've kept up with all this. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Lynette Kino is Food Service Director for Green Bay Area Public Schools. She joined us for a look at mobile meal delivery in the school district during the pandemic and how they've reacted to a changing situation.